Discussing the situation during a school board committee meeting last night, one word used was crisis to describe what's been going on since classes started. It's important to First Student since its $39 million contract expires at the end of this school year, and bids are coming in right now for the next five-year pact. The company's brought in drivers from out of state, sharply raised pay, and persuaded some former drivers to come back for the higher pay, and hired more customer service agents to talk to parents. School's chief operating officer, James Weimer, says there's been a marked improvement, but it has to be watched.
It's something that we need to track and keep on top of at all times. When it is like it is right now, you never hear a word. When there's, issues, it becomes obviously, as you guys have talked about at board meetings, you get calls, we get calls, and it's just unfair to the kids.
The District Transportation Department cut the number of routes last year and so far this year, hiring and rehiring drivers, and the out-of-state drivers means 100% coverage on all morning routes since the October 23rd meeting and major improvements in the afternoons. Before the bosses met, dozens of routes weren't covered by drivers, or a driver had to do two runs, bringing kids home late, sometimes very late. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.